Welcome to Reformation Gospel. Discover the healing truth and all your efforts to be accepted by God will finally be brought to rest.
Talking about eschatology. I think, as weird as it may sound, this theological subject is probably one of the most important subjects that we as believers of the gospel should really get a hang of. And why is that? Because we're now in week four in the UK, week four of a lockdown. And it's just unbelievable to see around us and hear the constant negativity, the sense of hopelessness that comes from news presenters. You look at the news and there's big screens behind them showing the graphic designs of these so-called viruses. And there's that constant input. Now, if you don't recognize what's happening, then as a person just hanging on every word that comes from somebody presenting the news and takes it as fact, although I doubt that most people do, yet they're still impacted by it, impacted emotionally, psychologically. And for people who do not know the Lord or do not have a good foundation in gospel truth, still there is that consciousness, that sort of collective consciousness, can I call it that, that perhaps this is a time we're living in, or a sign of the time, sign of the times, sign of end times. Now, people who don't go to church and don't get regular input from messages from scripture or hear sermons, they still have been exposed to it. Why? How? Through? By which means? Well, clearly, through decades and decades of Hollywood movies. It's just there. Hollywood movies, basically, they produce the movies that popular, sensationalist, sort of, you know, whatever makes them money. But I think that the movie industry has definitely been influenced by the organized church. It's there. Everybody sort of, and I say everybody as a universal quantifier, because it is everybody. People generally believe that we are living in some sort of last days or end times, and that this coronavirus, as horrible as it is another one of those signs that we're coming to, or closer to, an end. And of course, then on top of that, we have all the economic troubles that come along with that, and the fallout of what could happen after that. And that's why I believe it's so much more important that the organized church, and now when I say organized church, I do not mean the Catholic Church, I do not mean the Protestant Church, although I mean them as well. Any form of believers, group of believers coming together, they will have to organize themselves, don't they? They'll have to have leadership, they have to have times when and places where they meet, and so there is some level of organizing. So whether it's a Pentecostal, Methodist, Baptist, Charismatic, Grace, Word of Faith, any types of churches where believers come together, and the word church basically comes from the words out of the Greek, which means those who are called out unto a certain location for a particular purpose, in this case for worshiping God together and encouraging each other in the faith. So it doesn't have to be in a specific style of building. So wherever believers meet together, there is some form of organizing. And what needs to happen is that they understand some of the basic outlines of scriptural eschatology. And I think that at this stage, it is even more important that we do this and we spend some time getting our heads around some of these things. Because eschatology, as much as it sounds very academic and very sort of, theological, but it's important that we get some understanding. Because, look, I've been a preacher, a teacher for many years. And back in the day when I was doing a lot of traveling and teaching, I very often said, when it came to eschatology, I didn't really want to know. I didn't really have much time for it. I knew the basic outline. I could sort of use it as something to refer to if I needed it in order to support or as a filler in a message. But it wasn't my main cutting edge, I'll tell you that. I was preaching grace. Grace as much as I could understand it, as much as it had been revealed to me, and I did my best with all of my passion to teach that to believers. And it was a great time. But when it came to eschatology, I very often had the sort of quick, sort of diminishing statement where I said, well, you know, who cares when the rapture comes? Whether it's pre, mid, or post tribulation, or, and when it does come, I'm secure, you know. Very selfish, really, when you think about it. Because if we have an escapist mentality and we're going to say, oh, okay, well, you know, we're safe. We're going to be taken up into heaven and escape all the mess when the... Sorry for saying this. You'll find I'm probably one of the few swearing preachers. But when the shit hits the fan, it's going to be, according to that theology and that approach, it's going to be millions, if not billions of people, according to that thesis, who would go through a most horrendous time, suffer a terrible death, and according to that thesis, that could be any of your loved ones as well. So think about it. Is this really what Scripture teaches? Dividing the world up into two groups, believers, those who are saved, and those who are lost. And those who are lost are doomed to suffer that soon coming judgment, apocalypse. All these words just fly around, even in church services. And guess what? If the world believes these kind of things, like I already indicated, where do you think they picked it up from? The church, the organized church, has created that sort of collective consciousness in our societies on a global level. And that's why we see it reflected back in our movies and in all of our sort of media. And even now the news is no longer really news. It's just a form of entertainment. People put on news just as horrible and negative as there's never really any good news on any channel you turn to. Really, really need to have a news channel that looks for all the good things going on in this world. Just good things, only good things. I would really look at that. That would entertain me. It's sad if we're entertained by negativity. It's sort of an addiction. So eschatology, really, what does that mean? I used to say, well, who cares when the rapture comes? Or I'd say things like, well, what's important is here and now, isn't it? But over the years, I really started thinking about that. And I began to realize that really what I'm expecting in a nearby future, the things that I expect to happen will affect how I live today. You know, it's the same thing with studies on our identity in Christ. The way you see yourself, as a man thinketh in his heart, so he is. If you see yourself as a new creation in Christ, righteous, fully accepted, loved unconditionally, holy and blameless and unreprovable in his sight in Christ, and as God looks at you, he sees Christ. That's how God the Father sees you. Wow, that's amazing. T.L. Osborne used to say, that makes me happy. whoa, it makes me happy too. The way I see myself will affect my decision-making process on a daily basis, really. It's the same sort of dynamic when I have expectation of some sort of tribulation and judgment to come. Maybe not for me, because I'm going to escape it. It will affect my outlook on life on a daily basis. I'm going to start by saying two things and then I'll close for today. Eschatology is the study not of end times. It's not the study of the end of time or clock time as we know it. Eschatology is a theological subject, just like soteriology and demonology and all the other logies. Eschatology is the study of the time of the end. The time of the end. And to even specify it a little bit more, is the end of an age. And when we really look at it, it is not the age that we are living in. Now, the second thing I want to say is that eschatology is approached by predominantly two different approaches. And as we go on in the videos, clips to come, we'll talk about a lot more on that, and we'll elaborate and we'll look at the different things like premillennialism, amillennialism, postmillennialism, and then obviously dispensationalism. And we'll look at a few things just so you have an understanding of what, for instance, what is it that your denomination or abomination or church group teaches? What does your pastor and your teacher, your Bible school teacher, what do they believe in? What is it that they're referring to when they talk about this eschatological stuff? So, two basic approaches. It is a futurist approach and an approach looking at things as in fulfilled in the past. And the word for that is preterist. But you have to be open and to study Scripture and let Scripture interpret Scripture. Follow hermeneutical principles and be honest with yourself before you judge. What I did want to say is sadly that out of some form of insecurity, I think, and defense, many Christians, specifically Christian leaders, teachers, preachers, pastors, etc., tend to quickly brush off preterism as some form of heretical teaching. And, well, I guess that puts me in a good group, because Jesus was considered a heretic, and John the Baptist, and the Apostle Paul. So, I would suggest, keep an open mind. We're going to be going through Scriptures, step by step, and I think you'll be amazed. And it's going to be liberating, and it's going to be encouraging, and it's going to help you understand the gospel at such a greater level. The most important thing is you will understand what Jesus meant, and that what he said he really means or meant, and he meant what he said, and he kept his word. He really did. So I leave you with that. Eschatology is not the teaching or study on the end of time, but the end of an age. And secondly, there are two basic approaches to eschatology, the eschatology subject or discipline, and that is either a preterist view or a futurist view. And just that other thought, for food for thought, and that is the idea that we should never be quick to just brush everything off as heretical teaching. Be very careful about that. Because if we want to go that route, I can point out some things that would make those who teach certain things definitely be very much guilty of heresy. Let's keep Jesus central. Father, I ask for the power of God to fall upon the people, touch people's lives, viewing this video, listening to the audio, and I ask for the Holy Spirit to open the Scriptures to them as we go further into the studies of eschatology. In Jesus' name, amen.
More information, go to reformationgospel.com.